السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما بكم من نعمة فمن الله، صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers and our sisters who are listening over streaming or receivers, we have been discussing the aspect of takabbur and pride and the causes of pride. In this particular verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the, so to say, antibiotic or the antidote for this venomous disease of pride. Generally what happens is an individual is blessed with some ni'mat or bounty. Either the person has got intelligence, or the person is coming from a certain family background, or the person is blessed with some wealth or some status, or the person has got some quality which others do not possess. Perhaps the person is very eloquent in his speech, or the person is able to write very well, whatever it may be. But the person has got some bounty, because of which he starts thinking good about himself. Or perhaps what happens is the person has got this bounty and he thinks nothing of it. But now as people start praising him, and as the praises start falling in and showering on him, so now the person starts believing that, well, if they're all praising me, then there must be something. Everybody is saying I'm good, so I must be good after all. So on one occasion, one incident took place in Johannesburg. Our late Moinus Patel Sahab Rahmatullahi, he was invited as the guest speaker and he was going to deliver the talk. Prior to the commencement of the talk, the alim of the locality, he stood up and he gave Hazrat an introduction. And this is necessary sometimes for the people to understand the caliber of the personality in their midst. Sometimes if you don't know the qualifications of a person, then you won't appreciate. So there is a need for some kind of introduction to take place on certain occasions. Some people go to the other extreme. We mustn't say anything. Just give the talk and finish. How else are the people going to know who the person is, who the personality is? So anyway, Maulana Sahab gave the introduction and he mentioned at that time Hazrat Maulana Sahab Rahmatullahi was the president of Jamiatul Ulama. So he mentioned that he is the president of Jamiatul Ulama, he is the principal of the Madrasa Salihat, he is the Imam of Masjid al-Nur, he is the Khalifa of Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, also the Khalifa of Hazrat Mufti Mahmood, and quite a few titles were mentioned. So when Hazrat started his bayan, the little that we remembered, Hazrat was as if he was addressing himself. So he says, Alhamdulillah, we make shukr that Allah Ta'ala has put some good opinion in the heart of the speaker. And this is what we should feel. If somebody praises us, if somebody says, MashaAllah, you're very pious, or you know, you come from such a good family, or you're so generous. So always make this dua that, Ya Allah, you accept this person's good opinion. It is his opinion. Doesn't mean I'm really like that. Allah has put a good opinion in the heart of someone. This is also one of the tafsirs of Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya. One of the tafsirs is Thanai Khalq, meaning that people will have good opinions regarding someone. This is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. If everyone had to say you are a world-class idiot, it wouldn't be good. So at least people are calling you, they have some good opinion. This is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat mentioned that now he has showered all these praises. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. That in this world the person can live in a certain manner. He can be regarded as very pious, or this person is always in the company of the sheikh, or this person is always sitting in the ta'aleem programs and going out for gasht and all these things. Or this person is always going out for social work to the countries, helping the poor and the needy. So he's very, very pious. So people can say whatever they want to say. Hum aise rahe agar ke waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. At the end of the day, what matters is, what will be our condition be on the day of Qiyamah? And then Hazrat mentioned one anecdote, that there was a woman who was getting married. Now, when they were preparing her for her big day, her marriage day, now they were adorning her, putting the makeup, etc. So now as they were adorning her, they were showering all the praises, you know, how beautiful you look, and like this, and you like that, and so on. So she started to tear. So now the people asked her, that is this the occasion for tearing? Is this the moment for tearing? We are praising you, why are you crying? So she said, I'm just thinking to myself, you all are praising me. You all are praising me. But if my husband sees me and he is not happy, then what is the use of all these praises? So as I say, in the same way, people are praising us. People, let people say what they want to say. But on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah says, I was not happy with your amal because you did it for some ulterior motive, you did this action so that people can call you very pious, you gave that bayan so that you can get some kind of acknowledgement in the community. So that's what you got. People said, mashallah, wahwa, after the bayan. You did it for that, you got that. Now it's not accepted in my court. So then what is the use of all those praises? And then he gave another example. He says that one person, he had a donkey. Now this donkey was giving him grief. It wasn't even working properly. It was a good, you know, good for nothing, waste of time animal. So he decided once and for all, he's getting rid of this animal. So he had made a firm resolution, he's going to sell this donkey. So he decided the best place to sell it is go to the auction. Whatever price I get, fine. So he set out with this donkey to the auction. Now when he reached the place where they auction the animal, so that person who does the auction, whether you call him auctioneer or whatever, so he gave him his amount. So that person now, the animal was placed there and he started praising the donkey. And he started praising and praising and praising. So now this owner of the donkey, he said, wait, hold on a second. If this donkey is so good, I'd rather take it back myself. So he took the donkey back. So as I say, in the same way, we know our weaknesses. We know our faults and our mistakes. Now somebody comes and showers one or two praises left, right, center. Now we start believing that, well, he praised me. He said I'm pious, so must be I am pious. Otherwise, why is he saying I'm pious? Because he's saying I'm pious, so I must be pious. So now that auctioneer, he said the donkey is like this. So he said it, so that's why. Yet we are, the owner was well experienced with regards to the animal. So we know our weaknesses. We know how weak we are. As soon as the month of Ramadan finishes, where our taqwa disappears to. So we know exactly what our condition is. Why get carried away with the praises of others? So that was the one example that Azad gave. And then the other example that he mentioned, get aise waise, kaise kaise ho gaye, or kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye, which means that there were people who were in such a high position, they had such an honorable position in society, people looked up to them in society, but suddenly something happened. Suddenly there was some slip in their life, some mistake that they made, and now once upon a time where everybody looked up to that individual, now suddenly you see the person is looked down upon, is frowned upon, is regarded as totally insignificant. And on the other hand, aise waise kaise kaise ho gaye. There were people who were drug addicts. There were people who were far, far away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And suddenly, some tawbah that the person made, the person sat at the feet of some sheikh, and suddenly, kaise kaise ho gaye, he became the wali of the time. So we can never ever, you know, be satisfied with our condition. A person never knows. That's why Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that there is one grief that keeps on eating at myself, that prevents me from even having pride ever. And this is, I don't know what's going to happen to me, whether I'm going to pass away with iman or not. How can I then be proud? How can I then be proud? That fear is there. That's why no wali of Allah ever suffers from pride, because he knows and he has this fear that, Ya Allah, until my soul is not extracted, there's nothing to celebrate. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, this verse of the Quran Sharif, there is an antidote. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever bounty you have in your life, whether it is honor, whether it is intelligence, whether it is beauty, whether it is wealth, whether it is a beautiful home, beautiful children, beautiful wife, فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah is the one who has granted it to you. If Allah Ta'ala didn't give it, then where would we have been? If Allah Ta'ala didn't give the person that intelligence, would he ever been able to go to that university to get those degrees in the first place? If Allah Ta'ala didn't bless the person or send the customers to you through the business, would the person even have earned any wealth? So Allah is the doer. Allah is the giver. That is why whenever we see any bounty in our lives, immediately attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. This is Allah Ta'ala's bounty. Allah Ta'ala has granted. Somebody praises you, you actually say to yourself that in reality he's not praising me. He's praising the one who has granted me this bounty. It's like the person who has a beautiful painting in the house. So somebody comes inside, and now somebody else has painted it. So he says, wow, what a beautiful painting, this, that, that. Now if, so to say, figuratively, if the painting, if that painting could give, could have speech, and now that painting started becoming very inflated, or very, the ego started going very high, see, I'm very good now. So we would say to that painting that it's not you that he's praising. He's praising the one that has painted you. The individual who painted you, those praises actually go to him. So if somebody said you're very intelligent, you think to yourself that this intelligent, my Allah has granted me. The reality is he's not praising me, he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very giver of that intelligence. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this disease of pride. And therefore, respected elders and brothers, do not look down on any individual. Regard every person as greater than you. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah used to say that every morning when I wake up, I say this to myself, that Ya Allah, from all the Muslims in the world, presently I am the worst. I am the worst. And he says, the reason for that, Ya Allah, if I die without Iman, or if I die on this condition, then I am extremely sinful. And he said, Balke, may janwar or suwar or kutte be kamtar ho. In fact, I'm even worse than a dog and a swine. Why? Anjam ke lihaz se. If I have to die without Iman, Allah protect. But if Allah Ta'ala has to snatch Iman away from me, then what will be my condition? I will die without Iman. In that case, even the dog is better than me. Rabia Basriya rahmatullah alayha, on one occasion, somebody brought roasted chicken as a gift to her. So when this roasted chicken was brought to her, she began crying. So the people asked, why are you crying? So she said, I thought to myself that how fortunate this roasted chicken was, that first they slaughtered this chicken and then they roasted it. But if I have to die and if Allah Ta'ala doesn't forgive my sins, then Rabia will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam alive. Alive. So look at how they regarded themselves as totally insignificant. What will their condition be? Yet they were such walis of, if there was anyone who could really claim to have piety, it would have been them. But they thought nothing of themselves. We just perform two rakats, namaz, or give a little bit of charity, and now we think we the greatest wali of the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this killer disease of pride. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.